On 1116 SEN, here's the latest movements from Trade Central.
Brett Anderson joins us every day on Halftime to go through all the latest in player movement chat. He's back again here at the MCG. G'day, Brett.
Half, good to be with you here, mate.
What do you got for us today? Let's get straight to it. What's happening out there in player movement today?
A little bit of player movement last night that we tweeted, we put out on the internet. Ben Kennedy from Collingwood has got some interest from Melbourne. So he's currently exploring his options and seeing what interest there is out there. But Melbourne,
he was on the outer at the Pies a bit, wasn't he?
He was. And with Adam Treloar coming in and possibly James Aish and a few others, you would think that he's being pushed down the pecking order a touch. So Melbourne did rate him really highly in his draft year. They had him in the top 10. He ended up going, I think it was pick 17 or pick 18. So he's one who's exploring his options elsewhere in Melbourne or a club who are very much linked to him. And then on the D's front, there's Jimmy Tumpas, who was the number 4 pick. He is looking like moving back to South Australia with Port Adelaide. There's mutual interest there.
Is there?
Both club and player interested in each other. It's just going to be interesting to see how Port Adelaide rate him and how Melbourne rate him, because I would say that the two parties would be a little bit apart in terms of how they would like to see that deal orchestrated, in terms of maybe a second round pick that Melbourne would be looking to get. Port would be probably thinking a third or maybe even a bit later, because he hasn't done too much, Jimmy.
It just hasn't worked, has it, Jimmy?
He's had some injury issues throughout his career so far, but maybe a fresh start for both him and Ben Kennedy would be the best solution for both of them.
Now, you've mentioned before, Brett, that Andrew Moore and Aaron Young are on the move from the Power. Would there be any interest from the Demons there in either of those two for Tumpas?
Oh, look, there could be, BT, but at the moment I'm not hearing that as such. I'm hearing Andrew Moore has a little bit of interest from Essendon as it stands amongst other clubs, so that's one to keep an eye on that front. Aaron Young, we mentioned last week about the Bulldogs and also St Kilda, that there's strong interest there. Alan Richardson obviously got a relationship with Aaron Young and has met with him, so they're two clubs to keep an eye on there for Aaron Young. But I wouldn't think at this stage, although Andrew Moore was linked to Melbourne a couple of years ago, I wouldn't say that that's a strong link at the moment. In fact, I wouldn't say it's a link at all.
What about then, to mention Ben Kennedy before from the Pies, what about Paul Seedsman? He was mooted early to be moving up north. We got any latest on him?
Yeah, we spoke about Seedsman a few weeks ago with a possibility of being part of a James Aish deal. And look, that could still work out in the future should Aish decide that he wants to leave Brisbane and move to Collingwood, that Seedsman might be part of that package. But there's a couple of Victorian clubs who have been linked to him. Now, my understanding is that he's probably not super keen on moving away from Victoria. Adelaide have been linked as well as a few other northern teams. But Hawthorn's one who hasn't been mentioned in the past, but does have some interest in Paul Seedsman. And he'd be pretty good running out of the back line in that Hawthorn lineup that we're going to see running out there tomorrow. So add Hawthorn to the list of clubs who have got some interest in Paul Seedsman.
Geez, back on Aish, Lee Matthews issued a fair ultimatum to him last night, saying that if you don't stay, we won't be trading you. You can nominate for the draft. Greg Swan then was on the run home, said that they've had no clubs come forward. So you feel like there's a little bit behind that threat, that maybe they're telling him you don't quite have the interest that you maybe thought you did.
BT, there's absolutely zero chance that James Aish goes into a draft. Whether Barney's saying that or not, that's just not happening. They're going to get value for the player if he decides to leave. So whilst it might be an idle threat at the moment, that's not one that you could see playing out in the future. There's no way that you put a player into the draft when you can at least get some decent compensation from him, especially where Brisbane are at the moment. They need players coming into their footy club. They can't let good ones walking out for nothing.
It does seem to be a little bit strange that he's gone to Bali on a holiday, hasn't told Brisbane yet, and they've had a contract in front of him for months, hasn't told them what he plans to do. It does sort of... You've mentioned for a while now that you think if he does leave, the Hawks are definitely a strong possibility of picking him up. Is there a sense that because Hawthorn's currently in the grand final, that after this week he might say, yep, I'm out of here, I want to go to Waverley?
Yeah, there is that theory floating around, and you could probably relate to it. There's been a few instances in the past where players have waited until the club's been out of the finals to then nominate where they wanted to go. And we see Lewis Jetta's in a similar situation at the moment. We think that eventually he'll nominate West Coast, but obviously they're playing on the weekend. So there is that possibility. Collingwood's still in the mix there. If you were to say, where's James Aish going to play next year, I think you could probably narrow it down to the three clubs, Brisbane, Collingwood or Hawthorn. So there's a little bit to play out there. And Collingwood have got some other irons in the fire if he used to choose them. Ideally, I'd like to see him stay in Brisbane personally. I think he can build it and he can stick at it up there. And there's a bit to work with. Everyone sort of talks about Brisbane's lineup and the holes that are in it, but they've got some good academy kids coming through this year, and they're not as far off as what people would actually think.